أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويل لكل همزة لمزة. As explained in the previous surah, Al-Asr, Allah Ta'ala has given us the great, great ni'mat of time. And this time we must use correctly. And if we don't use it, and also this time is definitely going to get finished for us in this dunya, which was the opportunity to make our eternal akhirah for which Allah sent us. And in that we should use all that time profitably in order to make our akhirah. And one major thing is the usage of our tongue, that all the time we should be engaged in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And everyone can do this by reading the simple zikr of Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We shouldn't let a moment try our best that not even a moment goes past. When we will see the rewards of these great, great words of Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, on the day of Qiyamah, then we will be very, very sorrowful that we had wasted so much time doing nothing. Or even worse, as now explained in this surah, that we used that time to do all evil and to do all wrong things. And we used our tongue and we used our time in wrong things, we will be ever so sorry. Use it for, just like Subhanallah, it comes in the hadith, it fills the pan of the scales on the day of Qiyamah. The rewards of it is right from the earth here, right up to the heavens. So great is the reward. When saying Subhanallah, we are saying that Allah is pure of every sin, and Allah becomes very happy with that banda who describes Allah as He is. And in happiness, Allah purifies that person who says this from sin also. A tree is planted for that person in Jannah, such a huge tree, very huge tree, all just by using our tongue correctly. But on the other hand, if we don't use our tongue correctly, Allah Ta'ala says, wail, wail, destruction. And destruction of this world also, when we use our tongue wrongly. Like for example, a person did not control his anger. His tongue is not under control. And he blurts out three talaqs to his wife. Then what destruction? He really loves her. They understand. They've got children. They're happy with one another. But just because his tongue was not under control, there he has destroyed his whole dunya. And now he suffers the consequences in his whole life here. And there are so many problems that come with that when the children are growing up, when they grow up, all the time the terrible problems that he faces. And may Allah save us all. There are some people who just cover it up, don't talk, they just forget it now. That the wife also wants to stay together, don't even ask the masala. And that also they live in that terrible conscience all the time, that guilty conscience. That is also total destruction for a person. And in the akhirat, with what wrong words we blurt out and use will cause us great. So wail is one, that destruction in this world also, akhirat. Another explanation of wail, ulama have given, is a special valley in Jahannam. And it is so terrible, the azab there, that the rest of Jahannam also seeks protection from it. So how terrible will that punishment be? And if a person has to be in that forever and ever, what will be the condition, even for one moment to be in there? And this wail is, Allah Ta'ala says, لِكُلِّ هُمَزَ. It is for every person who is a humaza and who is a lumaza. For these two types of people, and both these two types of people is that guna which is of the tongue. Humaza, that person who taunts people. And this is so common amongst us. Just because we have an argument with somebody, then we taunt that person. That he's like, we say, fatty, or that he's a shorty, or anything like that. Words like that, which are, if that person accepts it, generally no problem. But in order to taunt him, in order to make him feel bad, that he's cockeyed, or anything like that, some words like that, and this is very, very common with us. And even some of us, mothers, fathers also, we say this for our children also, such words. And the children expect love from the parents, and especially from the mother. And the mother also sometimes, because the tongue is not under control, we have made no islah of ourselves, and we just blurt out things right in the home. The mother tells the father sometimes, you are like this, you are so lazy, etc. The husband tells the wife, you are so dirty, you don't stay clean. The stung that we use wrongly, that will be a cause of great, great destruction. So humaza is that person who taunts others. Lumaza is that person who finds fault with other people. All the time is looking for the faults of people. And very sadly, some people are proud to say also that in our house we are always finding fault with other people. This is the mission in our house, to look at other people and find the faults of people. This is also a terrible thing. And if Allah, we all are so full of faults, if Allah is to expose all our faults, what will be our condition? But so that person who is a humaza also, who likes to taunt people, lumaza, who goes out looking for faults of people and carrying tales, and from then he just can't, his food is that. And he doesn't get filled without this food. And he goes around everywhere talking about this one is like that, that one did that, this happened here today. And it is so common with us. Perhaps if we might not realize it also. We just enter in the house and you heard today what happened by the neighbors. You heard what happened by this family people. All the time we're just carrying the tales and talking of one another. Or the wife, immediately she starts, you heard what happened here. If it's some news, some other thing, it's all right. But this finding fault and talking about it and carrying this tale, so there is great destruction for those people. And all this is because of pride in a person. So he wants to, he's not good himself. But in order to make himself good, he wants to put others down. And he looks for faults of other people. And he makes himself happy, I'm good. But in fact, he is going lower and lower in the eyes of the people also. Person who criticizes, who goes around looking for faults, who carries tales, people also despise him. And he in himself, he thinks I'm an angel. Everyone likes me. Everyone loves me. But he becomes despicable in the eyes of everyone. And in the eyes of Allah, he has completely fallen already. So there is great destruction. So there is a great lesson for us that we learn that this waste, this destruction, whether it is destruction of dunya and akhirat, whether it is the terrible punishment of Jahannam, Allah says for everyone who is humaza and who is lumaza, who is all the time taunting and finding fault in people and looks for the faults of people and who carries tales around all the time. And for this, we have to be conscious of our spiritual rectification, to correct ourselves spiritually. Otherwise, these things are just naturally, and the environment is such, and whatever we hear and see around us, it all encourages towards these evils. So we have to be conscious of correcting and learning to control our tongue. The tongue, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that people will enter Jahannam because of the words they speak. And so somebody asked, that is the tongue so dangerous? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is this tongue that will take people to the heights of Jannat, or it is this tongue that will take to the people to the depths of Jahannam. And we don't think of it as a sin also. The usage of the tongue wrongly, we don't even think, I'm making five times namaz, I make my tilawat, I go for umrah every year, I go for jamaat, I go and sit in atikaf, so I'm all right. But we don't realize the tongue, where it is landing us. So Allah has shown us great favor by warning us about this and correcting us in these matters. May Allah make it a means of hidayat for us and that we use our tongue correctly.